This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Awesome here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Lytx Summit here in Seattle, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have Coastal Credit Union's very own Brandon McAdams. Brandon, how are you, sir?
Doing great today. How about you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Better now that you're here, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Me too.
Welcome. So how's the, I'm asking everybody, hey, how's the conference going? Any takeaways or highlights so far?
Absolutely. You know, I think really the most exciting part for me is the fact that everybody is here talking about analytics.
Yep.
And I think that that's one piece that we are better together. You know, the credit union movement is all about coming together and making a solution better. And with analytics, that's one of those things where the more data you have, the better stuff that can come out of it. So if we're all focused on that, then I think that's going to be really good for the movement going forward.
Well, tell me about the collaboration, the collaborative part of it, because we've all been talking about, hey, credit union superpowers, collaboration, obviously, because we talk and all that type of stuff. But in a data analytics format, how does the collaboration work? So I'm really curious about that.
Yeah, so one thing that we're working on right now, we decided about 18 months ago to really focus on growth. And so we asked ourselves, how might we grow? And we picked those words very intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
How meaning there is a solution. Might meaning we can choose from it. And then we saying, you know, this, we're all in this together.
Right.
And then grow, clearly defining that Coastal wants to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes
mm-hmm.
a question that, that we have as a leadership team. And so when we asked ourselves that, what we realized is we are really far behind in the analytics game. You know, really moving, we're very focused on descriptive analytics, which, you know, really looks a lot of demographics and stuff like that, whereas only 7% of all consumer choices are based off of demographics.
Oh, really?
And so we had to do a whole lot of work around personas. We worked with partner QuantWorks and Virtus AI, which I believe you talked with them yesterday, to work on a model that helps us not just a one-off model like grow auto loans or something, but a full engine
really
that allow us to look at deposits as well, because we're everybody's deposit
everybody's
right
looking
now
for that, for sure.
And the bureaus and most people really just focus on the loan side. And you know, through research we found that through loans, 20-25% of those loans are out the door in the first year, and the best way to do it is to get capture their payments, check an account, engage them digitally, and then you can cross sell.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do is have that pull through a little bit better. And then where the collaboration comes in is if we can inject more credit unions experience into this model, then we can really do a really great job and understand people even more. Because the more, again, the more lines of code you have, the more data you have, more transactions, members, results, then you can really start to get to prescriptive analytics. So the point of even the model that I'll be talking about later has the opportunity for you to put in the marketing efforts you did.
Okay. Okay.
So it's not just going to say, you know, Mike needs a credit card. It's going to say, you know, based off of the profile of Mike, we know that he's going on a travel card and that he's not going to pick up the phone, and you need to text him twice and then send him an email. And
you know me very well. So, those analytics are working.
Exactly. And so if we have more and more credit unions that are doing that, then we'll know that much better.
Okay.
That many more campaigns, that many more efforts. And so if we work together, then we'll have the same analytics or get there as close as we can to those big trillion-dollar banks that, again, are larger than the entire credit union movement.
Put together, exactly. The entire thing put together. That still boggles my mind.
I
had Aluka in here earlier, the keynote for here, and he was telling me about how credit unions actually have a kind of a one-up on banks as far as data goes, because because of our size, not being a trillion-dollar or multi-billion-dollar organizations, that the data that credit unions have is more manageable. More manageable. Whereas if you're in a gazillion-dollar bank, for lack of better terminology, that's some heavy-duty lifting you got to do there. And so credit unions are much quicker, much more agile, I guess, in the data department. Do you? What's your take on that? Just based on what you just said.
Yeah, it's interesting. I do agree that we have the opportunity to be more flexible.
Yeah.
But opportunity is carrying a lot of weight in that sentence.
Okay.
I think that if we can get it so that it is manageable, then we can succeed together better. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So for right now, for example, it's a lot of work to get, you know, a report or an analysis, and it's probably ones that some other credit unions already figured out, and we don't have the, you know, teams, the thousands of data scientists that your Wells Fargo's.
And so I was thinking the same thing. Maybe that wasn't in his argument. You know, they have, you know, hundreds and maybe thousands of folks they can throw at this.
Oh yeah, and so we can do fast. Like, okay, now we're going to do a campaign on personal loans, right? Like that's faster than, you know, the Chases of the world,
sure,
because they probably have, you know, 2 years planned out for all their campaigns, mm-hmm, and things. But, you know, that's not going to move the needle as much as, mm-hmm, being able to really get into the analytics and see why are they making these choices, what kind of products do they, yeah, want, what kind of channels. So I agree and disagree. I think that the lower level stuff, absolutely, yeah, we can be more flexible.
Yeah.
But some of these bigger questions on, you know, what does Mike want in his app? How do I deliver it to him faster?
Mm-hmm.
How do I give him recommendations he's going to accept?
Yeah.
All that stuff, they're light years ahead.
Okay.
And that wins, you know, most of the battle, in,
gotcha,
my opinion.
Gotcha.
So okay. I would sacrifice flexibility for the ability to really get in there. At least from my perspective.
Well, I had to ask a question because I'm glad, you know, you're a credit union coastal, one of the more forward-thinking credit unions out there as well. So, yeah, I just wanted to ask that and see, get your
feedback. Maybe we can get a debate on the panel or something.
That would be fantastic. Boy, that would be good TV for sure. So tell me a bit more about the growth aspect, mm-hmm, here. How do you guys plan to grow and what do you want to grow,
yep,
at Coastal? Because you guys are already a really good-sized credit union, relatively, in the credit union industry. So what aspects are you looking where data analytics will be a nice little boot shot in the arm for this?
Yeah, so our strategy statement really is around innovating to provide an exceptional, personalized member journey to provide financial well-being for all.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot in that, but it's kind of a statement. It's sort of like dieting, right? To say dieting, it's really simple. Like, you just eat less and exercise more, but I keep failing that. And so the concept is pretty easy. You know, the idea that the more personalization we have, the more opportunity we have to provide the things that people want, but it's really hard to get there. And it takes a really big focus. And
mm-hmm,
so what we've really done is tried to work on that engine, and we've stood up an entirely new discipline around member experience. We have someone on staff that is experienced in the Forrester model of member experience. We have dedicated a lot of work to defining 6 different personas. We are working on life stage mapping for all those, meaning for each member, all the different, you know, have a baby, get married, all those different stages.
Yeah.
Each persona wants different products and service for those,
mm-hmm,
stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have all of that work done, keeping members at the center of it, then we can add all the analytics on top of that around propensity, prescriptive,
mm-hmm,
analytics, and then we can really provide a solution for everybody at their life stage.
Yep.
And so what we see when we look at the research around this, why we would do that, we find that, you know, for one, 38% or so consumers want their bank to act like Amazon. They want that predictive.
Well,
they want people to know them as well as being able to.
That's an expectation now, for sure.
Absolutely. And on top of that, you know, we believe we need to grow to be able to increase our impact and keep up. Because, for example, in the same time period that credit unions grew 46%, fintechs grew 500%. From the span of January 2020 to January 2022, 7 times more consumers consider a digital bank their primary checking account.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean,
and that's
COVID
such,
just
that short a time. Yeah.
Skyrocketed.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
And now it's over 1 in 3 people consider a fintech as
Why
their,
do you think that is? Is it just because of the digital interface that they had and so easy to use, all that type of stuff,
yeah,
all those buzzwords?
A lot of it.
So
what we see, number one, is trust. But it's trust not in the ethical way that we like to think of it.
Yeah.
You know, we know that to be true because, you know, if Wells Fargo is still in business, then it's not about that aspect of trust.
Right, right.
The trust part now is about do they trust credit unions to provide them all the tools and capabilities they're expecting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
66% of all consumers say, nope, we don't think credit unions can provide all the payment stuff that we need.
Wow.
And so what we're trying to do is really, how do we provide all that capability? And a huge piece really is the analytics side.
Mm-hmm.
It's way cheaper to connect with your members. You're doing them a better service if you're providing better products and services, so we're helping them on their financial journey. And so that's a key piece, is trying to really increase the participation level of all of our members with products they need, not just selling and forcing them. which is where all the analytics comes in to make sure that, you know, sure, you don't have a credit card with us, but you don't want one, or you're already happy with that one, and it doesn't matter what we say. We don't want to push product.
Yeah.
We want to say, hey, here's how we can enhance your financial
life. Okay. Goodness gracious. What a world we live in.
A whole lot going on.
Goodness gracious. So what do you, because obviously you're going to be up on stage talking about this, so what do you want folks to take away from it? What do you want them to, I don't know, what's the big takeaway here from your talk?
So the big ask to get ahead of it, you'll hear it at the very end of the presentation, is join us. You know, join us in this effort to connect all of these analytics and the marketing campaigns to really grow this engine so that we can compete with everybody else and really know our members and their needs better than anybody else.
Yeah.
Because that's how we're going to win.
Yeah.
And right now as an industry, we don't.
Yeah.
We're missing that. And so we have an opportunity to get together and really expand that out. So,
I like that.
So reaching out to me and scheduling some phone calls and getting you on board. That's what we need.
Well, we had Naveen in here earlier talking about what he wanted to create with CUlytics, and that was kind of a data analytics community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's,
and
it certainly sounds like, based on what you just said, it sounds like that's exactly what he 100%. Wanted to accomplish, and he has accomplished it, and it's still obviously still growing as well. So that's something that's much needed in this industry for sure, as you well
already
know.
Had some great conversations with folks. There's a lot of really smart people in there. They really know what they're doing, and so it's just a matter of connecting all these smart people together.
Right,
we're in this together as a credit union movement.
Got that right, yeah. If we want to stay ahead of that curve or get right up to that curve, got to do that for sure.
So, absolutely.
All right, Brandon, anything else to add here? Any final thoughts here? Appreciate your time.
But feel free, if anybody out there wants to connect with me, I'm happy to have similar conversations to anybody who wants.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We'll put your email right in the show notes. How about that?
We'll do. Sounds good.
All right, Brandon.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Well done.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.